Matty Nix. He's the Port's caretaker coach. He's brought to us by the new Port Adelaide Footy Club Visa debit card. It is powered by Beyond Bank. My team, my card. Nixie, thanks for your time.
It's my pleasure, guys. How are you going?
Well, I called you a caretaker coach. You got the controls. How good's that?
Yeah, it's been a different week. Different experience. It's been really good, actually. Sort of seeing it from, I guess, a different perspective. You sort of underestimate how much a coach has to do during a week building into a game. But I've really enjoyed it, and I've learned a fair bit in just the last 4 or 5 days.
I dare say that's the very reason why Ken is wanting to give you that responsibility, so that you do get a clear understanding of what it is, because until you actually sit in the chair, you don't quite know.
Yeah, exactly right. What you find is, I think even for Ken and my relationship, you know, just the way I've been able to see exactly what's involved and how I'm working with the other assistant coaches. So I get to work now with, say, Josh Carr and Michael Voss. From Ken's perspective, I see what you like, you know, what really helps you as a coach, you know, when they're really on top of everything, and it makes your job easier. So there's no doubt I'll go away from this experience and look at my assistant coach role differently. You know, you have different ideas. You probably help out as much as you can. Not that we don't do that already, but it's definitely great to see it from the other side.
I bet you're looking forward to match day.
Oh, very much. Very much so. We've had, what have we had now, a couple of main sessions. I mean, they sort of run like clockwork nowadays, the players, the way they're structured and set up. You know, we've been going now for a few months, so there's not a hell of a lot involved from a coaching point of view. But that's another, I guess, another thing that we get to have a look at as well, is exactly how does that coaching box work without Ken in there for starters. But then, you know, I guess with me coordinating the coaching group, you know, we're a team ourselves up there in the box. So how are we going to work as a group? And I think that'll go really well. You know, Tyson Edwards looks after our forwards, so he does a fantastic job there. There's, you know, I'll feel like I've got guys in charge that I can trust, and that's, hopefully that's what Ken feels when he's got the job.
You've named a squad of 29 today out of the best 22. This I guess, would be my best 22, Nixie, but there's Ryder, Trengove, Wingard and Monfries. Gee, that's a fair squad. You're going full bore. Game one, NAB challenge.
Yeah, we are. We'll go in with a reasonably strong side. I think we're all chomping at the bit to get started. It's been a reasonably long pre-season, so the boys are really keen to play some footy. We're going to obviously narrow that down slightly. With the match committee, we're going to take 3 out of that 29. But we do get to have the extended bench. So we'll probably look to have a few younger guys in that side as well. You know, there's a couple of guys we want to see more footy from. So that'll be a decision that we'll come to this afternoon, whether, you know, we've had some really good young kids throughout the pre-season that we'd love to see, along with guys like Cracker. You know, he might get a look as well in that 26 that we end up with, just because it's, you want to see as much players as you can over this this NAB Cup. You want to have as many AFL ready when you come to round one, so you've got, you know, plenty to choose from.
West Coast maybe just a tad more advanced in their preparation than you guys. I know they played the Indigenous All-Stars and then a NAB Cup round one. So it will be a good test, I reckon, Nixie.
Yeah, it will be. I mean, they've got the 2 games under their belt. And so you do find you're a little bit rusty, I think, when you first get back into games. Our guys are, as I said before, we're almost sort of holding him back at the moment. We just want to play some footy. We got to watch NAB Cup round one last week, and our guy, all we've heard from our boys is, come on, let's get started. We want to play. So we'll be keen to get out there. Whether there's a little bit of rust and a few cobwebs to blow off, you know, we'll still have to see that. But I think from what we've seen from West Coast, they're very much up and running with two, you know, real big hit-outs for them.
Who are you looking forward to seeing the most?
Oh, look, some of our younger, I mean, obviously you look at our list, guys like Robbie Gray train really well over the break, but it's not so much that, you know, we're not really looking at Robbie in these games. We want Robbie to find form and really, I guess, keep the form that he's got, show us, you know, and we can trust that we can go with him. But it's probably the younger guys that we're looking at. The guys, Cracker's one big one that I can't wait to see, whether he just brings that consistency for us, because we know he can play. Carl Amon's another one. He's trained really well over the break, but we just don't know yet. We haven't seen him at the top level. Brendan Archie's another one. If we decide, you know, that's the way we go, another young kid that we just want to see him at the level. We know West Coast will bring the game. They've been playing some good footy, so we know if he does perform, especially on a ground like Norwood where it's in tight, someone like an Archie, then we'll play him as a reasonably strong on baller. If he gets it done there, then we know we've got something. We know there's something there for the future, and you know, even if it's not round one, maybe it's during the year at some stage if need be.
Looks like a great opportunity for potentially Tom Cleary to play a couple of games, you know, with Jackson Trengove not playing, you know, just to, I guess, show what he can do after having such a great pre-season.
Yeah, spot on. Another one that I probably didn't mention in that group, but I'll end up listing them all. But, yeah, you're spot on there with Tommy. Probably a bit unlucky last year. We had some good form and he couldn't break into the side for a long period. I think he played the one he had a crack on Riewoldt in the pre-season and did a fantastic job last year. So he'll be another one that no doubt we'll definitely have a look at early in this NAB Cup. And he's like he's a key back, but he's got an engine that's one of the best runners in our group. So we've sort of had a look at a few other things with him, whether we can get him up around the footy and play like a big bodied on baller. And he's done reasonably well over just our training session. So that'll be one to keep an eye on.
Manny Nix, our guest for Beyond Bankies Ports. Well, we'll call him the caretaker coach this week. Nixie, what are your one or two focus areas for the match on Sunday?
Well, the stuff we've been working on over the break is probably the key. I don't think you look at the result as such. You hopefully that looks after itself if you get some of these things right. We really worked on our kicking efficiency over the break. We thought that hurt us last year. And if you have a look at some of the best sides in the comp, you know, Hawthorne and so on, they just don't turn the ball over. So that's something we've tried to improve on. We've also continued to try and work on our defence. Last year we actually ranked reasonably high with our defence, but we just need to get better. We want to challenge the teams like Fremantle and Sydney as far as, you know, that where opposition really show your respect as far as what your defence is about. So we've done a fair bit of work on different methods and approaches to it. So you'll see some tweaks with that, hopefully over the first few rounds of the NAB Cup. And if we get those couple of areas right, then, you know, you'll see results will start to look after themselves. It also depends on what sort of teams you come up against. I know a lot of teams do throughout the NAB Cup, you know, probably play out of the three or four games, they might play two with a strong side in and one with a slightly younger side. So that also changes what the result's going to be. But we look for the same thing when our young guys are playing, you know, whatever round that is. We're still looking for us to show us that defence, show us our kicking efficiency and show us that we've worked on areas and improved on them during the break.
We're interactive here on 1-triple-9-1395. Nixie, here's a text. Have any of the defenders asked you to move them forward? Now you're senior coach. Hashtag Bobby Carlisle.
Hashtag Bobby Carlisle sent from Bobby Carlisle?
Well, no, I just got their hashtag. I added that last bit, but that was a text. I'm wondering whether, and on that, you might want to answer that, but now that you're the senior coach, if you like, does Ken then take defence?
Look, I'd love, he'll actually be down on the boundary. I'll make sure of that, so away from me as I can. No, Ken will probably, he'll probably vary where he is during the game. I think he wants us to be able to work as a team and get it done. He doesn't want to be there and feel like he has to be involved. We'll obviously have recordings and so on of what we're doing, and we'll be able to look back and learn from those. But he'll probably spend a bit of time on the boundary and probably come up maybe for a quarter and just see how we're interacting. But if you talk about backs in the team, I've tried to get as many in as I can. While I've got the opportunity, but not necessarily up forward. Some of them are trying to slip on ball. And Bobby Carlisle's not one of those.
Nixie, you mentioned the size of the ground and it's going to be a bit tighter. Will that change anything about the way you go about your business?
No, it doesn't. Other than our mindset to the game, which you don't change that either, because, I mean, any game we play, we know it's going to be ferocious. We know we have to be intense. And we have to have, you know, our pressure level has to be right up. But what you do find at Norwood is that any fumble or any small mistake, you get punished. Because it's so tight from a width point of view that someone's on top of you as soon as you bobble that footy. So we've basically spoken to the group about what to expect. We had a training run there this morning and, even in some of our 18v18, you could just feel how close the boundaries are to the centre square and how tight it was. And as I said, any mistake was punished. So we're just saying to our guys, expect West Coast to come and bring the heat. And we've got to match that and some. So that's the only change we make.
Watch out for that Western Wall and the S Road pocket. I had a big up and under in that pocket one year. So just be careful, Dixie. That's my deck, that one.
Yeah, it is close to the side. I think they have actually brought the boundary in a metre or so on that side, just to be sure, which makes that winger even closer. So it's look, it's a great venue though, as far as the atmosphere goes, and you know, if we get a good crowd in there, which I've no doubt we will, it'll just be it'll be a cauldron in there, I think, on Sunday, which will be great.
No debutants this week. Are we likely to see a couple next week?
Yeah, more than likely that we'll probably go Richmond not quite as strong as this week, and that all depends on how the group goes. Now, we haven't made any decisions on that as yet. We'll have a look at how the group pulls up from this week, and I guess Darren Burgess is involved heavily in that as far as the guys' loads coming out of this game, and then if we have any injuries as well. But at this point, we've probably gone stronger this week than what we will next.
Hey, Matty, good luck, mate. Sitting in the big chair, we know you'll do a great job, but hopefully it goes as you plan, and that you get a great experience out of it.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it, guys. Thanks very much.
Well done, Matty. Nick's there. It's not on TV, but live on 5AA.